This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why speak about the role model, alayhi salatu wasalam? Every one of us as Muslims know that there will be three questions where we would be forced to answer in our graves, whether you're a Muslim or a non-Muslim. The first question, who's your Lord? The second question, what is your religion? And the third question, who is this man that was sent to you? So, in order to pass the test, and in order to answer these questions correctly, you need to know who is this man, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in order to know, you have to love him. You have to know his biography. You need to know how he lived, how he communicated, what made him laugh, what made him sad, what made him cry, what made him happy, how he dealt with things, what were the things that he loved. So this is an essential part of your iman. It's not something that is artificial or not essential, an accessory. No. This is a major part of your Islam and your iman to know your Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So we will attempt in these few episodes in this blessed month of Ramadan to address some of these topics, and I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that we may benefit from these series and that Allah Azza wa Jal would grant us the highest levels in Jannah because of our love for our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and our attempt to be like him sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. We will speak about few of the things that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loved. In order to love your Prophet, you have to love what he loved, or at least to know the things that he loved. So among the men and the people in general, we all know that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loved his long life companion, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And in the authentic hadith, the Prophet was asked, alayhi salatu wasalam, who are the most beloved people to your heart? He said, Aisha, his wife. They said, no. We meant among the men. He said, her father, Abu Bakr. And the Prophet, alayhi salatu wasalam, said that clearly to the public. If I were to take a close friend and ally, I would have taken Abu Bakr from among all the people on earth. But I am the friend of Allah Azza wa Jal. Also, the Prophet loved dearly, alayhi salatu wasalam, his companion, Umar ibn al-Khattab. To the extent that he loved Abu Bakr and Umar so much that he used to say when he sees them coming, these are the hearing and the sight. Abu Bakr and Umar to me are like my hearing and my sight. I can't live without them. As for the third caliph, Uthman, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loved him so much that he married him to two of his own daughters. And of course, we all know that the Shia, they hate Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman. And they abhor them. And they think of them evil stuff. And they say that they are not even Muslims. Is it because the Prophet loves them, alayhi salatu wasalam? Probably. They hated Uthman to the extent that once one of them said to a scholar of Islam. You are a lover of the murderer of the two daughters of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So the scholar said to him, if you are saying the truth and Uthman killed the Prophet's daughter, why would the Prophet give him his second daughter to kill her as well? And the Rafidi did not know what to reply. And this is their norm of saying lies and not being able to back it up. The Prophet loved, alayhi salatu wasalam, the fourth caliph, his cousin and his son-in-law, Ali ibn Abi Talib. And he loved his own daughter, the wife of Ali, Fatima. And he loved their sons, Al-Hasan and Al-Husayn. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam made that clear again to the public over and over in so many hadiths. For example, no one who would love Ali except a believer. And those who would hate Ali are the hypocrites. Al-Hasan al-Husayn, the Prophet said, alayhi salam, O Allah, I love them. So, O Allah, love them and love whoever loves them. He, alayhi salatu wasalam, also loved his uncle, Abu Talib. But this love was a natural love. He lived with his uncle for almost 40 years. And his uncle defended him. Unfortunately, he was not a Muslim. And the Prophet tried his level best, even when he was at his deathbed, to invite him to Islam, but to no avail. Among the women whom the Prophet loved, alayhi salatu wasalam, were his beloved wives, Khadija bint Khuwaylid and Aisha bint Abi Bakr. As for Khadija, he was asked, and he replied, Allah has given me her love. I can't do anything other than to love her. As for Aisha, the Prophet was asked, alayhi salatu wasalam, after the death of Khadija, and after he married his wife, Aisha, who among the people is most beloved to you? And he said, Aisha. And the Muslims knew that. So whenever the Prophet was in his different wives' houses, they would not send their gifts and foods to the Prophet until he was in Aisha's house. Among his companions, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to love Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And Mu'adh on his own is a story to be told. The Prophet said to him, by Allah, I love you. And he taught him so many things, and he was among the scholars of the companions. He also loved Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Ammar ibn Yasir, may Allah be pleased with them. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud learned more than 70 surahs directly from the mouth of the Prophet ﷺ. And he is one of the four companions whom the Prophet ordered us ﷺ to learn the Quran from. As for Ammar ibn Yasir, the martyr, may Allah be pleased with him, and with his father, and with his mother. He died, alayhi salatu wasalam, while loving Ammar and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, as per the hadith of Amr ibn al-As, may Allah be pleased with him. Also, we all know that the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasalam, had an adopted son before adoption was abolished. And that son was Zayd ibn Haritha. He loved him like a son. And he used to be called Zayd ibn Muhammad. But when adoption was abolished, he was called after his father, Zayd ibn Haritha. He had a son named Usama. And both were beloved people to the Prophet's heart, alayhi الصلاة والسلام. In general, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام loved a segment of the people. He loved the poor and the needy. Because loving them does not require any effort in the sense that there are no strings attached. I don't love them because of their wealth or their power. I don't have to pretend anything towards them or to kiss their boots, as they say. Rather, I love them because they are weak and vulnerable and they need compassion and care. So the Prophet ﷺ used to ask Allah Azza wa Jal the love of the poor and the needy so that one is way down to earth and feeling the humbleness in his heart. The Prophet ﷺ used to also love those with high ethical standards and moral conduct. The Prophet said, ﷺ, in an authentic hadith, the most beloved to me among you are those with moral conduct and good ethics, good akhlaq. And this is narrated or reported by Imam Bukhari. If we come to the foods, what kind or types of food did the Prophet like, alayhi salatu wasalam? Unlike vegetarians, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to love meat, which makes us as Muslims, by default, love meat because our Prophet loved it, alayhi salatu wasalam. And when one of his companions, that is Jabir ibn Abdullah, presented him with food, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam noticed that there is meat in it, he said to him, Jabir, as if you knew that we love meat. And the Prophet specifically, alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to love the shoulder of a sheep or a ram. And this it was the most beloved part of an animal to him due to its tenderness. The Prophet also used to love vinegar, and he used to dip the bread in vinegar and eat it. And nowadays, medical reports are coming to tell us how beneficial that is. He used to love pumpkins. And there are different types and categories that fall under the pumpkin. But he used to love it and he used to choose it, alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he finds it in food. Anas says, since that day where the Prophet used to pick pumpkins from the food, since that day, I fell in love with it. And I would always eat it and like it. Like most of us, the Prophet ﷺ used to love sweet things. And he used to love honey. And he used to mix a small portion of honey with water and drink that, which is very healthy. He used to love butter and dates. And he used to encourage people to eat dates. And he used to say that a house that does not have dates, the people living in it are starving, are hungry. And we all know the benefits of eating dates. He also used to love to drink sweet and cold drinks. So the companions used to try and make his drinks a little bit colder than room temperature. They did not have refrigerators, but they tried their level best with whatever means they had, because the Prophet used to enjoy it, alayhi salatu wasalam, which all indicates that it is not haram to seek the pleasure of this dunya. Some people, when they see us eat something that might be lavish or expensive, so, oh, fear Allah, don't do this, don't do that. Subhanallah, what am I doing wrong? The Prophet used to love, alayhi salatu wasalam, to eat meat, to eat sweet things, to eat cold or to drink cold drinks. And this did not tarnish his trust in Allah or his love for the akhirah, this does not impact the level of your iman. On the contrary, this boosts your iman when you praise Allah Azza wa Jal for what he has bestowed upon you from the favors and the blessings. What about locations? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam loved mostly of all locations Mecca, and he once came to the outskirts of Mecca and addressed it by saying, "How sweet and pure and beloved to my heart you are, O Mecca. Had your people not made me leave you, I would never have lived anywhere else than you." But he was forced to migrate. Where did he migrate to? To Medina. And he, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, adored Medina, adored the people of Medina. And he used to give it beautiful nicknames, Tayba, Taba, for Medina. And whenever he was coming home from a travel or an expedition, and he would see the outskirts of Medina, he would make his ride hasten towards Medina for the love in his heart to it. Not only Medina, but also Mount Uhud. The Prophet ﷺ once came next to Mount Uhud, and he said, "This is a mountain that we love, and he loves us as well." All of these show you that the Prophet ﷺ was filled with compassion and love to people, to things, to locations, even to times. The Prophet ﷺ, whenever he wanted to travel, he used to select a Thursday, because he rarely traveled out of Medina on other days than Thursday. He used to love the month of Sha'ban to the extent that he used to fast most of it, if not all of it. And he used to say that this is the most beloved month to my heart to fast after Ramadan. As for his clothes, he used to love the color white in his clothes. And he used to instruct the Muslims, alayhi salatu wasalam, by saying, "Wear white, it's purer, it's better," and shroud your deceased in white. So the color is preferred and loved by the Prophet ﷺ. Not that you limit yourself to it, you can wear any color you like. As a matter of fact, the Prophet ﷺ used to also love wearing the green. And he used to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prefer green, as Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, said, "The most beloved color to the Prophet was green." So this is something that relaxes your eye when you look. And it's beautiful to see greenery. When you go to a landscape that is filled with green trees and grass, it's comforting. It's soothing for the soul. Also, the Prophet ﷺ used to love perfumes. And Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, "I never touched a hand softer than the Prophet ﷺ, nor better in smell and perfume than him. Never ever anyone could find an offensive odor from the Prophet ﷺ. He was always beautifully odored, and the fragrance coming from him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was unique. Even his sweat, some of the companions used to collect to put with their perfumes so that it would make it much better than the perfume itself. The Prophet ﷺ used to love horses, because They are animals of pride, strength, and power. Most expeditions and battles and wars were won on horseback. And at the end of the time, when oil will disappear, when all types of electricity would vanish and there would be no sources of power as we have them today, people would go back to horseback, where they'll be commuting from one place to the other and fighting wars on horses. Among the things that the Prophet used to love, alayhi salatu wasalam, he used to love being optimistic. So whenever he hears a good name, he would like that. Whenever he would hear a good statement, he would feel that this is a glad tiding and feel optimistic. And he used to abhor being pessimistic or being superstitious. And he used to say that being superstitious is prohibited in Islam because this is thinking badly about Allah, while being optimistic is thinking positively of Allah the Almighty. The Prophet ﷺ used to love when his companions come to him with a good dream, a good vision, and he would interpret it for them in a good fashion, because this is part of being optimistic. And also the Prophet ﷺ used to love, among the things he loved, using the right hand in everything that is positive and good. So he used to eat with his right, drink with his right, give with his right, receive with his right. He used to comb his hair with his right, begin wearing his shoes and clothes, starting with the right-hand side, entering the masjid with the right foot first, sleeping on his right side. So all good things, the Prophet used to love to begin with the right-hand side. And the Prophet ﷺ used to love consistency. So he would not do something once every blue moon. If he begins to do something, whether it's night prayer, whether it's giving charity, whether it's this or that, he would be consistent, because he says Allah the Almighty loves the deeds that are consistent, even if little. And this is something that Allah loves, and this is what the Prophet ﷺ also loves. It goes without saying that the Prophet used to love prayer, and he used to find the comfort of his heart in his prayer, and he would love that the wise and the learned of his companions be behind him and next to him, so that they would learn from him and copy and imitate and convey how he prayed to the other Muslims. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam used to love to make dua repeatedly. And he used to make dua three times, asks Allah Azza wa Jal for forgiveness three times. And all of this because he was given the concise of dua. His dua was never too long. It's short but powerful. And he used to love to make such dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Three phrases but profound meaning that encompass everything in this world and in the hereafter. And finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to love to hear the Quran from others. As in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, he said to him, recite the Quran. Ibn Mas'ud said, you want me to recite the Quran and it was revealed to you? And the Prophet said, I love to hear it from someone else. So this is a preview of some of the things that our Prophet ﷺ loved. And we as Muslims have to compare ourselves. Do we love these things? Are we close to the Prophet ﷺ? Did we know these things about him? So that once we are asked about who is this man who was sent to you in our graves, we, inshallah, would be equipped with the knowledge and the know-how, and we would have walked the talk by implementing it in our lives. And Allah Azza wa Jal knows best. We have